Today, I shall give you three more functions of the Holy Spirit. My friends, are you ready to hear about them? I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Let us turn to the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter, verse 12 following. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me. Our Father, we pray now for the divine anointing of the precious Holy Spirit to be upon this declaration of thy sacred word. In Jesus' name, amen. The great teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Holy Spirit are given to us in the short night hours between the Passover, Thursday night, and Jesus' arrest on Friday morning. They are found in John 14, 15, and 16, which are the three greatest chapters in all the Bible on the Holy Spirit. So if you want to learn something about the Holy Spirit, you will probably get more out of these three chapters than out of all the rest of the Bible. Here in these night hours before the crucifixion, Jesus announces that the time for the Holy Spirit to enter the human heart was at hand. I said recently from John 14:17 that Jesus said to the disciples, the Holy Spirit is now with you, but the day will soon come when he shall be in you. What would it be like if you would receive a lovely large house, but you were not permitted to enter this house for 40 years? All you could do is walk around it, but you could not even peek into it. My friend, the Holy Spirit has been waiting for 4,000 years to get into the hearts of men. So we must not only celebrate the advent of Jesus, we must celebrate also the advent, the coming of the Holy Spirit into the hearts of his obedient people. The coming of the Holy Spirit was announced in these chapters of John 14, 15, and 16. The function of the Holy Spirit was also declared in these passages. I mentioned several of the functions of the Holy Spirit in the last few weeks. The last three are brought to your attention. I mentioned just above our text, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. The next one is the Holy Spirit convicts the world of righteousness. And the third one is the Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment, of the judgment to come. And just as Jesus judged the devil and placed upon him the sentence of eternal banishment from God and everlasting torment, so will all those who will not live holy be judged, be separated from God forever, and be sent to a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So today I shall bring you three more functions of the Holy Spirit I have not mentioned before. And the first one is the Holy Spirit is given to God's people to guide them into all truth. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is given to show us things to come. And thirdly, the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. As to the first one, the Holy Spirit is guiding us into all truth. Jesus said here in verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. This passage clearly identifies the Holy Spirit as a teacher of truth, as a teacher of all teachers, as a teacher to whom all teachers must submit, as a keeper and guardian of the truth. This means that all teachers must get their lessons from the Holy Spirit, the master teacher. Any teacher, or any preacher, or any lay person who does not get his lessons from the Holy Spirit is not of God and should be avoided. All teachers must be taught of him, and so also all lay persons. Doesn't the Bible say they shall all be taught of God? That means they shall all be taught of the Holy Spirit. If this is the case, if the Holy Spirit is a teacher of all, there will be no doctrinal division in the church. The church will be as she was in the early days, one body. There will be no denominations. There will not be hundreds of different Bible colleges and seminaries, each having its distinct or different doctrinal thrust or emphases. If all the teachers in all the Bible colleges and seminaries would be led or taught by the Holy Spirit, my friend, then all Bible colleges and seminaries in the world would teach the same thing. Then, as all graduates coming out of these Bible colleges and seminaries would get to their pulpits, the same truth would be taught everywhere. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If, no matter what church you would go to in the world, you would hear the same marvelous truth of the Holy Ghost, oh, how great that would be. This is God's design. This is God's purpose for the Holy Spirit to bring the same truth to every heart wherever the truth is taught, whatever truth it is, whether it pertains to salvation or sanctification or the filling with the Holy Spirit or of things to come. But just as God put man in charge of the earth by saying, take charge, subdue the earth, and man has created chaos by polluting the earth, the sea, and the air, so man has polluted the design of God that all men be taught by the Holy Spirit that they all would be one. Further notice, the Holy Spirit will not teach like the traditional professors teach. He will not set up a classroom. He will not pass out book assignments for us to come to the knowledge of the truth, but rather the Holy Spirit will teach us through guiding us. So we want to observe this little word here in verse 13 that says guide. Howbeit, it says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. I say it again, he will guide you into all truth. The word guide here comes from the Greek. It implies leading or showing the way. So the Holy Spirit will not get us into all truth by lectures or by reading materials, but by us following him. So the teaching of the Holy Spirit comes through the guiding, through the following of a guide, and the following of a guide implies the forsaking of all other guides. In other words, you have to get on the way called the Jesus way. Jesus said, I am the way. And then he said, I am the truth. It says, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you. It says, he will guide you into all truth. It's a matter of guiding, of being guided by the Holy Spirit to come to the truth of God. It means it's a matter of following the leadership of the Holy Spirit from morning to night. It means forsaking our ways, our ideas, our prejudices, our preferences, and our pet doctrines that we may have been raised with. I've met many people, ordinary people, homemakers, craftsmen, farmers, who have more of Jesus' truth than many a seminary professor because they followed Jesus. They have allowed the Holy Spirit to guide them from morning to night on the Jesus way by forsaking all. Now, if a seminary professor would follow Jesus, how much more truth would he have? So we learn the truth of God, a truth of our Father, by letting the Holy Spirit guide us. He will guide us into all truth. In these last days, most people want to learn the truth, get to the truth by study, by the study of books, and it's important we study. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. However, studying without following the guidance of the Holy Spirit will lead to erroneous doctrines. And so the Apostle Paul warns us in 2 Timothy, he says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And one of the things that will happen, he says, in the last days, is that men will ever be learning, and that is ever be studying the Bible and religious books, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that the Holy Spirit has for them. That is to say, men will try to get to the truth of God without being Jesus' disciples, without following Jesus, without being willing to be guided by the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit. And so we have all this division in our churches. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Now, the second function of the Holy Spirit I want to mention today is in the last part of this verse, where it says, "The Holy Spirit shall show you things to come." My friend, is it possible that when Jesus spake these words, that he already had the book of the revelation in his mind, by which God, through Jesus, has revealed to us things to come? So we have 2 points here so far. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Secondly, the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. And thirdly, now it says, he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit will always glorify Jesus. He will never draw attention to himself. This is one of the most lofty callings of the Holy Spirit, to glorify Jesus. And this glorifying of Jesus is not the glorifying of Jesus in his own person as he was on the earth at this time when Jesus gave these teachings, because God had already glorified him. I can take you to John 13:31, where it says, "Therefore, when he's gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." Yes, God had already glorified Jesus in his person when he was on the earth. What the Holy Spirit would do when he would come, he would glorify Jesus in his people. That's the function of the Holy Spirit today in terms of glorifying Jesus. It is glorifying Jesus in his people. And this has never been done before Pentecost. In all of time, in all of the 4,000 years of biblical history preceding the coming of the Holy Spirit, Jesus could never be glorified in people, because Jesus had not been revealed. The Holy Spirit had not been able to get into the hearts of people to do that. But since Pentecost, this has been possible, and this is why the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1:24, "And they glorified God in me." This is why we read in 2 Thessalonians 1:12, "that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him." Now Jesus is dwelling in his obedient people, and so these obedient people have become the dwelling place of God through Christ dwelling in them by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit wants to glorify this Jesus in his people. And my friend, if we live the Sermon on the Mount, then the Holy Spirit can glorify Jesus in us, because Jesus lived the Sermon on the Mount. If, my friend, we as husbands love our wives as Christ loved the church, then the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus in us. If wives submit themselves to their husbands as unto the Lord, then Jesus is glorified by the Holy Spirit in their lives. Our text says the Holy Spirit, will glorify Jesus. Jesus is worthy to be glorified. It is he who, out of the members of the Trinity, came down to earth, lived a perfect life, suffered, was crucified, rose from the dead. It is he who paid the price, who took our sins upon himself. It is he who was victorious over sin and death, my friend, who deserves to be glorified. And so this is why we have, at the baptism of Jesus, that voice coming from heaven, and it said, this is the voice of God, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God wants Jesus to be glorified. The Holy Spirit wants Jesus to be glorified in us. Well, these, my friends, are just 3 more things I wanted to teach you about the precious Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.